You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Miami Marlins with MLB.com's Marlins beat reporter, Joe Fusaro. Joe, the Marlins have gotten a lot more than they expected out of Ichiro Suzuki this year, I think, just in terms of at-bats. But with that said, you know, Ichiro still has one very valuable skill. He can get base hits, and hitting 270 in this run environment, in this offensive environment, is probably more impressive than it sounds. With that said, Ichiro, if we're being honest, really is a shadow of the player he was even 4 years ago on the offensive side. What is the Marlins' level of interest in another year go-round with Ichiro?
Yeah, Matthew, I honestly think they would like to bring him back and kind of reset this whole, you know, off. You know, they're going into 16, kind of like saying, look, this is what we kind of thought we were going to be in 15, you know, a great young outfield, and have Ichiro as the fourth outfielder. Now, because of injuries and underperformance, he's played way more than many thought, and certainly probably he thought would happen, and consequently he's getting those hits to be able to pass some milestones that are very impressive. You know, the total number of professional hits passing, you know, Ty Cobb's 4,191, and he's closing in on 3,000 big league hits. And, you know, the opportunity, it's kind of funny the way this sport works. You know, you always say, well, how's a guy going to play? Well, stuff always happens in baseball, and Ichiro, you know, has been very commendable in how he's approached this with his professionalism in a very rough year for the Marlins. And, you know, he's kind of seizing the opportunity and kind of, you know, in the midseason, he looked, there was concerns about bat speed. He's actually looking better and fresher later in the year. So, you know, had a four-hit game the other day, and, you know, that magic 3,000 is still looming. And I think the Marlins would love to see him do that as a Marlin. And just knowing the history of the Marlins, they don't spend a ton on their bench. I think Ichiro is a very realistic option to be back in 16.
So then the question really is in the other direction. What's Ichiro's level of interest in being a Marlin in 2016?
Yeah, this is kind of what I gathered. I think Ichiro, you know, his respect level of the game and his stature in the game, he wants to kind of feel wanted. And I think if the Marlins, you know, let's say the Marlins or the Yankees or the Mariners all jumped in saying they'd want him back, I think the team that he felt wanted him the most would weigh heavily. So, you know, if he felt that, you know, he is part of the Marlins' plans for 16, and, you know, they could kind of showcase that, you know, countdown to 3,000, and it's sincere, and, you know, he can still be a productive guy coming off the bench, because he knows that he's not what he was, and, you know, clearly one of the great hitters of his generation. I think that if the selling job is good, I think Ichiro could be agreeable to come back to Miami.
To what extent is 3,000 a big deal for Ichiro? I mean, obviously playing time is going to be a big deal anywhere. And for a guy at his point in his career, he wants to play. But that specific number, to what extent is that a big deal for him?
Yeah, Ichiro is very humble and doesn't really like to say, oh, I need to get 3,000. But you could tell it matters. He knows his legacy, his stature in the sport. And, you know, just, you know, he's also a student of the game. I mean, the man has gone to the Hall of Fame. He noted that, you know, when he was at the Hall of Fame, he was able to kind of touch and hold Ty Cobb's bat when, you know, when the All-Star game was in St. Louis, you know, in 09. He made a point of going to visit the gravesite of George Sisler, whose single-season hit record he passed in 04. So he knows these numbers, and he knows what they mean. And I got to think that it's a very special number to him. And, you know, for him to keep going, the conditioning he does for himself to stay in shape, to stay sharp, I think Ichiro would love to get that number. And if the Marlins are thinking marketing in any way, I think it would be wise to try to get him doing that in a Marlins uniform.
One thing we talked about a lot really over the winter, going into early part of the season, was that if this club was going to get where it wanted to go, it was going to be the rotation that took them there. Now, that obviously hasn't happened. It hasn't happened largely because of health. A lot of guys who are expected to be key contributors have just not been available, and that's the kind of thing that to some extent you can't avoid. But it has opened up opportunities, and it's opened up opportunities for a lot of young pitchers. Nicolino, Flores, there are a lot of these guys who are now getting a chance. Adam Conley, out of these guys, who do you think we should be watching for as a potential piece of the 2016 Marlins?
Justin Nicolino is way up there, Matthew. He's, you know, highly, you know, respected prospect in their system. Not an overpowering lefty, but kind of that pitcher's pitcher who can work both sides of the plate. He could cut the baseball. He, you know, he can change speeds and just, you know, real smarts on the mound. And, you know, I think he's got a bright future as, a 3, 4, or 5 in the rotation. But the guy I'm curious, Matthew, to see is Kendry Flores. They got him from the Giants as part of the Casey McGee deal in December. And he kind of shot up through double-A, triple-A, throws mid-90s. He's going to start getting some starts very soon. And, you know, he has really good stuff. He's got good mound presence. He seems to be real competitive on the mound. And I think he's a guy, you know, in these 4, 5, 6 weeks will get a chance and will be very intriguing to see if he could also include himself in that conversation next year to not just be part of pitching depth, but possibly even, you know, cracking the starting five.
Another guy we've talked about a lot is finally back, Marcell Ozuna. It was a matter of somebody else getting hurt. Were they ready? Had they seen what they wanted to see, or was that sooner than maybe they hoped?
Well, yeah, there was a lot going on, and we know we touched on the service time aspect of it, but, you know, there's also the swing aspect of it, and the fact that, you know, a couple of days back, he was already sitting on the bench because, you know, they're looking at Dietrich in the outfield. They're looking at Gillespie as a potential fourth outfielder, and they're looking for Ozuna to catch fire and be the player they think he can be. You know, they maintained throughout that the swing wasn't what they were really happy to see. Now, he runs and hits a home run in Milwaukee before leaving town in the ninth inning, and, you know, that's obviously encouraging to see him drive the ball and clear the fence, but, you know, they would like to see more consistent at-bats, you know, more plate discipline, and just, you know, make sure that hip isn't flying forward before the hands and, you know, just kind of being easier to pitch to. So, you know, he's still a work in progress, and obviously, you know, it came at the expense of Christian Yelich going on the DL. But, you know, Ozo's back. He's a guy that everyone's kind of waiting to see what he can do. It's a big opportunity for him to show in these final 5, 6 weeks that he is the player they think he is, and, you know, just kind of chalk it up bad year for everybody. But, you know, there's still concerns whether or not he is completely adjusted to produce at the level many would like to see at the big league. So, you know, through all the, you know, peripheral stuff people are talking about, I'm still watching swings and approaches in that bat.
All right, well, Joe Fusaro, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.